Lili Nishmas Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha. Continuing in Siman Tafrei Sadi. Seif Dalet. Misha Tofes Biyado Megillah Sheinak Sheira. If you're holding a regular non-kosher Megillah, like a Chumash, Loikroi Mishriach Tzibur. Don't read with the person leaning. Ela Shemeh V'Soke. Just listen. Why? So the Mishnah gives two reasons. One, if you're reading along, the person next to you might be listening to you, and not to the chazan who's leaning, not to the Bal Kore. But you don't have a kosher Megillah, so the person next to you won't be Yotze. And two, the Mishnah Berurah says, you might not be Yotze, because when you read to yourself, sometimes you're listening to yourself more than you're listening to the Bal Kore, and you're not Yotze because you're reading from a non-kosher Megillah. So rather, just sit quietly and don't read along. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah mentions at the end, in Sif Katan Yotess, you should have a chumash in front of you, because when the shuls make noise at Haman, sometimes the Baal Kore continues reading, and you don't hear every word. You might miss the word after Haman. Sometimes you miss the word Haman. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you think you're going to miss a word, either the word Haman or the word after Haman, then you should say it from your chumash, like we said yesterday, shir in order, and then your yotzei. L'chadchila, you should hear the whole Megillah from a kosher Megillah. And it's a little bit b'di'evet to actually be yotze part of Megillah reading from your printed chumash, your printed Megillah. But it's better to be at least your yotze b'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah says. So therefore, it's good to have a printed Megillah in front of you in case you miss a word. This is why at the end of the previous siman, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to have a kosher Megillah in front of you. If you have a kosher Megillah in front of you and you miss a word, then when you read the word again in order the right way, then you're Yotzei L'Chadchila, because everything's from a kosher Megillah. But you have to know yourself. If you're using a kosher Megillah without Nekudos in it, and you miss a few words, you might not know how to read those words without the Nekudos. So that's why I tell people, unless you're a Baal Kore yourself, unless you know the Megillah really well yourself, just have in front of you a regular Chumash. Because if you miss some words if you miss a few words, then you can make it up from the Chumash in front of you, from the printed Megillah. But if it's a kosher Megillah, you might not be able to make it up because you don't know the words exactly without the Nekudos. Okay. Then the Ramah continues, V'chein lo yisayah shum adam al peh l'chazan. Don't read along with the chazan too loudly, because then people are going to be listening to you as opposed to the chazan. V'chein osan apsukim shekarein akahal tzerech chazan lachzev likosim mitocha Megillah k'sheira. We know there are four psukim that we read out loud. We discussed that in yesterday's shir. Now, the chazan has to go back and read them again. Why? Because the mitzvah is to be yotzei, the mitzvah lechadchila, is to be yotzei Megillah reading from a kosher Megillah. So let's say everyone read those four psukim from their own printed Megillah in front of them. That wasn't from a kosher Megillah. So your yotzei, but it's only b'di'evet. So after everyone reads the pasuk, the Baal Kore reads it again from the kosher Megillah. That way, everyone is Yotzei, the whole Megillah reading from a kosher Megillah. Oh, Sifei. Kura Sei Rugin. Dehainu Shepasak Ba Vishua Acharkach Chozer L'Mokom Shepasak. Sei Rugin means you took a break in the middle of Megillah reading. You took a break. You go back and continue from where you left off, and you're Yotzei. Afilu Shokei Ligmar Skula, even if it was a very long break. The break is the length of time of the whole Megillah reading. You're still Yotzei Bidi Eved. Then the Ramah adds on. Now again, this is Bidi Eved. You're not supposed to take a break in the reading of the Megillah, obviously. Even if you talked in between, you're still Yotzei. However, miu garin l'bimisha sach bein time. We tell people not to do this. It's obviously not the right thing to do in the middle of a mitzvah. You said a bracha to talk in the middle of the laning, even though when you finish talking, you keep on reading your yotzei b'di'eved, but certainly you should not talk until you finish the entire mitzvah. When you're in the middle of mitzvah, you don't talk till you finish the entire mitzvah. Now the Ramah is discussing the Baal Kore who talks in the middle. However, the Mishnah Berurah, and so he's yotzei b'di'eved. However, if one of the people in the crowd who's listening talks in the middle, then you might not be yotzei at all. Why? Because while you were talking, you didn't hear the Baal Kore laning. So you might have missed a few words. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hashomea, one of the people listening, Shestach, who spoke during Megillah reading, Velo Shama, and because of that, he didn't hear the Megillah, Afilu Chise Rak Teva Achas, he missed only one word, Das Kam Poskim Delo Yotza. So you want to be very careful about that. Obviously, no one should be talking during the Megillah reading. This is one of the reasons why you shouldn't bring kids who are very little to the Megillah. Let's say your kids make trouble, and you go shh really loudly. Sorry about that. So when you're saying shh really loudly, then the people listening around you might miss a word or two. So that's terrible. So again, this is another an example of the halacha. You have to hear every word of the Megillah. And that's why if the listener talks during the Megillah reading, then Taka, he might not be Yotze at all, because he missed some of the, he actually didn't hear all of the Megillah being read by the Baal Korei. Okay, we'll stop here.